All right, so as tonight we begin with this week's episode, we find our intrepid hero, that would be me, deep in the heart of the Amazon rainforest, about to be stung by a whole hive full of wasps. So this poem is called Landscape with Swelling and Hives. When the siloam swam from the deadfall across the path, a moss-grown nurse log hosting a thrumming mess of life in its rain-woven campus, when those wasps stapled my back and sides and face and sent me at a run down the piebald path. When the rainforest trembled, fishtail palms kicking their fins in the green welter beneath the canopy. When the splotches flushed across my arms, my neck, my sweat-licked face. When the diaspora of venom wrote a question across my back in hot letters that left me cold and shaking and desperately needing to piss. I had no sense. Stunned and numb that my throat might close, not even when my tongue went dumb and swelled like a river fat with flood. No thought that the last sight I'd see would be a green shriek of light carried through the trees. The wasps stung for nothing I had done. The others had passed that path before me, the chill washed out in sweat and the landscape tumbled back to form. But hours out, perhaps I should have made my peace, prepared myself among the Pichirina and the Pukahuasca, and waited for the infinite to break through the canopy in a spray of green gone gold. In the end, nothing came of this. My throat stayed open and the canopy closed. It's the distance out from camp, the gas lamps lit and tented in the shifting dark, the house macaw patrolling the peered walkways, little chevrons flashing on his shoulders, that makes it menacing. Yes, it would have been a pity not to have seen the spattered sun scribbled down to nothing more than matchlight on army ants engraving leaf litter, the cuneiform of taper prints in the mud of that flat-banked stream, not to have seen the wattle jacana scrawl across water lilies with his vast forked feet. A pity never to have taken piranha from the river and watched them slap their gibberish across the bottom of the boat. Yes, a pity. Never to have read the remains of a saddleback tamarin, a slur of fur and black fingers as the fact of a jaguar in the night. Yes, a pity, yes. But what now's the answer to that question, written across my skin?